Okay, I'd like to call the Ways and Means Committee to order. And just a reminder, if members could keep the mute button on, and then we will have some voice votes. And at that point, you'll need to unmute. But as in the past, we'll when we're doing final passage on a bill, those will be, again, roll calls. So with that, we do have a quorum present. Representative Olson, would you care to move the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move the adoption of the minutes from May 6, 2020.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our first bill up today is Senate File 4073. Chief author, Representative Wozlawick, and we'll have a motion to put the bill before us. Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 4073, the second engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Wozlawick, would you care to explain the bill? There are no amendments.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So Senate File 4073 is a TCE ban. I've been working on this with House members and the Senate and MPCA and the Chamber of Commerce and neighborhood group that's been active in my community on this legislation since last January when this became an issue after a company in my district was emitting high levels of TCE, which is a cancer-causing chemical in my community. So we've been working on this bill. This language that's here in front of us is a compromise language. So as is usual with compromises, not everyone is 100% happy, but it's a language that we believe protects public health and will move forward with banning this chemical. In terms of fiscal impact of the language, the only fiscal impact is the revolving loan fund is an existing fund at MPCA. There's currently about $350,000 in that fund, and this language would take $250,000 of that fund would be available for small businesses to help them either purchase equipment to help them transition off of TCE or to pay for consulting services to help them figure out how to do that. So that's where we're at with the bill. MPCA put in a lot of work over the past year to work to find out which companies were using TCE that had air permits with them, and then to work to transition several of those companies off of TCE. So there are several companies that they've talked to already that either aren't using TCE anymore or they've worked with them and MNTAP, the Minnesota Technical Assistance Center, to transition them off of TCE. So work is in progress. There's more work to be done, but MPCA has said that with the money that they got last session, they'll be able to use kind of the same staff structure that they've been using to be able to continue the work to implement this ban as well.
Okay, any discussion on the bill? Any discussion? Seeing none, Representative Olson, would you care to renew your motion?
Mr. Chair, I renew my motion that Senate File 4073, the second engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Carlson, aye. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Davids? Representative Davids?
Aye.
Davids, aye. Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Dabney, aye. Representative Driskowski? Representative Eklund? Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hamilton, excused. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman?
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertaus? Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Kreisha? Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Long?
Aye.
Long, aye. Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative Pawlowski? Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski votes aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Poppy?
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Torkelson, excused. Representative Vogel?
Aye.
Vogel, aye. Representative Wagenius?
Aye.
Wagenius, aye. It's 24 ayes, zero nays.
Okay, and the bill has passed and will be placed on the general register. Thank you. And we'll now go to the next bill on the agenda, and that's House File 460, Representative Cagle. Representative Olson, would you care to make a motion to put the bill before us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that House File 4601 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Cagle, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. House File 4601 is the Opioid Epidemic Response Advisory Council's funding recommendations. What we've been doing, I was appointed to the council and we've been doing a lot of hard work to get the grants out. This is kind of a one-time funding bill that we're asking the legislature to approve in order to get the fundings get the funding out to the organizations as quickly as possible. So all of the funding recommendations in this bill were suggested or recommended by the council. And we just really want to make sure that the organizations get the money that they need as soon as they can. And this comes out of the opioid epidemic fund that was from the bill that we passed last year.
Okay, and there are no amendments, so any discussion on the bill? Any discussion? Seeing none, Representative Olson.
Representative Garofalo has his hand up.
You're not coming through again. Yesterday you came through. Oh, there you are. Yeah, you did come through. Okay. Representative Garofalo, we did have a difficulty the other day where your hand didn't always show up, but it did this time.
Okay, no worries. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and to the author of the bill. You mentioned the funding source. Refresh my recollection, is this the fee, the opioid fee that we passed? Is that the funding source for this?
Mr. Chair, Representative Garofalo, yes.
Okay, and so, Mr. Chairman, and to the author, so is this a special revenue fund, or are these just general fund revenues that are deposited in general fund and then are repurposed through here?
Representative Kugel.
Mr. Chair and Representative Garofalo, it's a special revenue source.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just wanted to thank Representative Cagle for doing this and just wanted to make mention with the line of questioning that Representative Garofalo just said, having worked on the bill last year, that the precedent wasn't to appropriate out of that fund, but given the situation we're in, the advisory council is asking the legislature to do the appropriation this way, but this was not, you know, the intent of how it would be moving forward. And I know Representative Cagle and I have talked about this, and this is fully supported by the advisory council to use the fund in this way, and that is my full support, and I'm glad to see this moving forward.
Okay, and any further discussion? Well, seeing none, Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, I renew my motion that House File 4601 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Carlson.
Aye.
Carlson, aye. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Davids?
Aye.
Davids, aye. Representative
aye.
Dabney?
Aye.
Dabney, aye. Representative Druskowski? Representative Druskowski?
Aye.
Druskowski, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hamilton, excused. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman?
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertoffs, excused. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Long?
Aye.
Long, aye. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt?
Aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye. Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Poppy?
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Torkelson, excused. Representative Vogel?
Aye.
Vogel, aye. Representative Wagenius?
Aye.
Wagenius, aye. 25 ayes, 0 nays.
Okay, the bill is passed. It'll be placed on general orders. Thank you. We'll now go to House File 3341 by Representative Hewitt, dealing with appraisal management licensures being modified. So, Representative Olson, would you care to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that House File 3341, the first engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. There are no amendments, so Representative Hewitt, would you care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a fairly straightforward bill. 3341 was worked on by the department as well as the Minnesota Bankers Association, Minnesota Realtors, and various appraisers. It just simply says that the Department of Commerce is able to collect the fee, the fees and information and forward them to the National Registry of Appraisers.
Okay, and any discussion then on the bill? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's the author of the bill. Representative Hewitt, so to what degree are you telling us that you're willing to impose these unprecedented attacks on Minnesota taxpayers and growth of government with this bill passing? No, I'm just kidding.
I thought we were off to a good morning, Representative.
No, I just got to haze the fresh, Mr. Chairman, you got to haze the freshman a little bit, just a little, not a lot.
Okay.
I have no comments, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none then, Representative Olson, you care to renew your motion?
I do, Mr. Chair. I renew my motion that House File 3341, the first engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none then, we will take the roll.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Carlson, aye. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Davids?
Aye.
Davids, aye. Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Dabney, aye. Representative Drazkowski?
Aye.
Drazkowski, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hamilton, excused. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman?
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertas, excused. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Long?
Aye.
Long, aye. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt?
Aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Poppy?
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Torkelson, excused. Representative Vogel?
Aye.
Vogel, aye. Representative Wagenius?
Aye.
Wagenius, aye. 25 ayes, 0 nays.
Okay, the motion passes and the bill is on its way to the general register. We now have House File 3737 by Representative Pryor dealing with child care. And that bill was sent to us from the Rules Committee, and there was no need for it to come to Ways and Means. There was no fiscal cost. But the bill is before us, so we'll have a procedural motion to send it where it initially should have gone, which is to the general register. So with that, Representative Pryor, being that it is technically before us, if you could give us a brief description of the bill, and Representative Olson, if you could make the appropriate motion. Representative Olson first.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move House File 3737, the first engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us, and we still have to go through certain procedures, Representative Pryor. So if you could just give us a brief description of the bill, and then we'll take a roll call vote. Representative Pryor.
Representative Carlson, this is Nancy. Representative Pryor is not here, just for the fact that it was a procedural motion.
Oh, okay. I assumed that she was here. I see you've got on the note here that she is not here. Okay, well, I did explain why it's here and why it just needs to go to the general register. So with that, if everybody is ready, we'll simply take the roll. Clerk will take the roll.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Carlson, aye. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Davids?
Aye.
Davids, aye. Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Dabney, aye. Representative Drazkowski?
No.
Drazkowski, no. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hamilton, excused. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman?
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertas, excused. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Grisha?
Aye.
Grisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Long?
Aye.
Long, aye. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt?
Aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative Pulowski?
Aye.
Pulowski, aye. Representative Poppy?
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher? Representative Schumacher? Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Vogel?
Aye.
Vogel, aye. Representative Wagenius?
Aye.
Wagenius, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. 24 ayes, one nay.
Okay, the motion prevails and the bill will be placed on the general register. We have one more item on the agenda this morning. And the other day we had a request by one of the members that we have an update on what the on-allotment process would be if that were to happen. And so I've asked Mr. Sullivan with House Research if he would be available to do that. And he was yesterday, but we just didn't quite get that far. We had a good meeting yesterday, but we did have one item on the agenda that carried over to today, and that's Mr. Sullivan's presentation. So, Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Colby Sullivan with the House Research Department. Representative Pulowski asked two things. He asked for information about the unallotment.
Sullivan, we're having difficulty, or at least I am hearing you.
Try to turn up my microphone, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Mr. Chair and members, Colby from House Research. I'm going to talk about the unallotment power, and specifically Representative Pulowski. Pulowski asked if the power...
Mr. Chairman, I apologize I'm interrupting, but I'm still having problems hearing. Are other people on the call having the same issue?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question, Representative Garofalo.
I'm having difficulty hearing Mr. Sullivan or other people having the same problem.
Yeah, I was, and then we could hear him, and then he faded again. So, Mr. Sullivan, if you could maybe get closer to the mic or something.
Mr. Sullivan, this is Pat Garofalo with tech support offering some assistance here. What could be, if you, first of all, if the your keyboard, is there something underneath it right now or something to the side of it? Remove that so you just have a hard surface underneath it. Okay. The second thing is if you Representative Carlson mentioned possibly leaning in. Also, if you want to just double check and make sure you don't have any other applications open that may be confusing your microphone, thinking that they need to be available for that. So just close the other applications over. Sorry, that's just my experience.
Representative Garofalo. We'll give Mr. Sullivan a chance to adjust. Technology has its advantages, but it does have some disadvantages from time to time. So,
Mr. Chair and members, I've closed applications. Can you hear me any better now?
I can. No one else. I can't, so go ahead.
I'll try to speak loud, and hopefully members will be able to hear. I'm going to talk about the governor's unallotment power as provided by law, and then specifically answer Representative Pawlowski's question. And that's if the power depends on whether the legislature is sitting in session at the time or not. So unallotment refers to the governor's authority to unallot or reduce appropriations in order to balance the state budget. The statute, which is Minnesota Statute Section 16A.152, Subdivision 4, as interpreted by Minnesota courts, lays out the process. First, a necessary prerequisite is that a balanced biennial budget has been enacted into law. Second, the Commissioner of Management and Budget makes a determination that general fund revenues will be less than anticipated and insufficient to pay for the expenditures that have been authorized in law. Third, after obtaining approval of the governor and consulting the Legislative Advisory Commission, the commissioner must tap the budget reserve as needed to pay for enacted expenditures. And then finally, if the budget reserve balance is not large enough to close the gap, the commissioner, with the approval of the governor again, and after consulting the LAC, must erase the remaining deficit by reducing unexpended allotments of any prior appropriation or transfer. So the unallotment power is quite broad. The statute does not dictate how these reductions are to be made. So, for example, it doesn't say that the reductions must be uniform or across the board. And it also does not exempt any specific program or category of expenditures from unallotment. In 1981, the legislature did amend the law to exclude school aides from unallotment, but repealed that exemption shortly thereafter. One note, however, is that appropriations in law to the legislature and to the judicial branch are not subject to allotment. That means that Minnesota Management and Budget cannot divide appropriations to the legislature and the judiciary into quarterly or monthly allotments, as the agency does for executive branch appropriations. And because the appropriations to the judiciary and the legislature are not allotted in the first place, they cannot be unallotted. Just a quick bit of history about the law. It was enacted in 1939 at or near the tail end of the Great Depression and at the request of Governor Harold Stassen. And the unallotment power for general fund appropriations has been used only six times since, with Governor Al Quie unallotting twice in the early 1980s, Governor Rudy Perpich unallotting once in 1986, and Governor Tim Pawlenty unallotting three times during the 2000s. And to the question of does it matter if the legislature is in session or not, the unallotment statute is silent on this, so it does not appear to limit the governor's power to those times when the legislature is not in session. And of the six unallotments in the state's history, one did occur while the legislature was in session. That was February of 2003, when Governor Pawlenty unallotted appropriations to address the deficit in the fiscal year 2002 and 2003 biennial budget. So that's what I have to present, Mr. Chair. I want to note that there's a link on the Ways and Means webpage right now to a House research publication called Unallotment, Executive Branch Power to Reduce Spending to Avoid a Deficit. And this publication goes into much more detail about the law and its history. It was written originally by Joel Michael and Mark Shepard of House Research, who deserve the credit for the research and analysis that went into it. And it was updated in 2018 by me and my House Research colleague, Elizabeth Clarkvist. So if members have any questions and if they can hear me, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Okay, are there any questions? I see there aren't any at this point. We'll wait a second to see if anyone has one. I thought for a minute, Mr. Sullivan, you were going to give us a history lesson about Harold Stassen, the boy wonder of the Midwest, youngest governor, I think, ever elected in Minnesota.
Maybe at a subsequent meeting, Mr. Chair. Joined the Navy
for World War II. What's that, Mr. Sullivan?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chair. I said I'd be happy to do that, but I might need to wait for another meeting. I might need to do some research first.
I was just giving people a chance to see if there are any questions. Apparently, there are none at this point. So, Mr. Sullivan, thank you. And with that, we do have a meeting tomorrow at 9:45. So if we don't happen to connect on the House floor, well, I won't be on the floor. Many of you will not be either. But at any rate, have a good afternoon. And with that, meeting adjourned.